August 2011, and three lads smashed the windows of a shop in Birmingham. Just streets away, Rochelle is holed up in a restaurant where she's working in the Bullring Shopping Centre. She and her colleagues have been told to lock themselves in as trouble flares outside. Britain is in the midst of a week of unprecedented unrest. Research shows the trouble is being caused by people across the generations, but it seems perception is everything, and it's the young people being jailed for their part in the violence who are making all the headlines.
Three young men are facing jail sentences for their part in last week's rioting. The trio, aged 18...
There was multiple reasons for the trouble that flared across England's cities, but for some young people in Birmingham, it acted as a catalyst to reclaim their reputation.
I was angry because of the way how young people had dealt with it, but at the same time, it's kind of it was interesting for me to see how they utilised their voice in the situation. I mean, they do. Young people who I've spoken to feel like they haven't been heard for a long time, and obviously they have the youth unemployment, etc. And I suppose they kicked off in the wrong way, but they were heard.
Rochelle now dedicates much of her time to mentoring teenagers who find it difficult adapting to early adulthood. She provides a shoulder of support to a variety of young people struggling to cope with life, helping them with a range of issues, including how to get on the work or higher education ladder.
I'm working with a young person at the moment that sometimes he'll just disappear for a week and he'll come back and he'll say, you know what, I was on the road, basically. It means that he was selling stuff that he shouldn't be selling and stuff like that. And it's hard, but he needs that money because he doesn't, I think it's a male thing as well, he doesn't want to ask his mum for the money, knowing that he's got little brothers and sisters. So it's a catch-22 situation. He wants to be there. He knows that he should be there, but he needs the money to get there.
Many of the teenagers she helps are from poor backgrounds, and their parents struggle to help them financially, whilst others are trying to escape a culture wrapped up in gangs and guns.
I mean, for the younger people, the ones I'm working with, it's nothing top-notch. They're the runarounds. They're the ones that wait in the phone box, or they're the ones that do the drop-offs and the pick-ups kind of thing, and those are the ones that are getting put into prison for just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I always say to myself, I can't work with you if you're not willing to help yourself. And I make that very clear to the young person. The young people that I work with don't want to be in the situation that they're in. And if they get pulled in every now and then, it's because they can't avoid it. So we always focus on the long-term goal. What is your long-term goal? And we have to keep revisiting that every single time they find themselves in that type of situation.
Rochelle grew up in an area where gang culture was common, and she thinks that helps her connect with some of the people she's working with.
Luckily enough, I didn't get involved. I don't know how that happened. I just was never interested. I would go to school, see it all and come home. When the young people are talking to me about these issues, it's not a shock to me. And I think that's why they tell me, because I'm not shocked. I think it helps because I've got that background, and I suppose I can understand the lingo to a certain extent as well.
Rochelle's friend Sarah Augustus is amazed by her commitment to mentoring.
Out of every negative, she finds a positive, and she's a very giving person. I've watched her give a lot of herself to a lot of young people to help them progress and help them get to new places, and she's just a very dedicated, giving person who likes to work hard and see others develop as well as herself as well.
We're talking to Sarah as Rochelle rehearses for a gig, because she's not only a mentor, she's a musician too, and is using her songwriting skills to help communicate with young people as well.
Looking at the pieces, knowing that I can never put together.
And the universal language of music helps Rochelle in her mentoring too. Birmingham's a multicultural city, and that presents its own hurdles when connecting with some of the teenagers she's trying to help.
I'm having to learn how to slow my hearing down to understand what their needs are. So, all different backgrounds. There's not one type of young person that I work with, but most of them at the college now are not from England.
I never go away.
Music is a big part of Rochelle's life, and I can see her career really taking off in that field. But it's clear that she won't be giving up on the young people she mentors anytime soon.
The most challenging thing I've had to do is work with a young person who has no concept of themselves, in terms of they hate themselves, they think they're rubbish, but it's like on a deeper rooted level, to the point where there's nothing you can actually do about it. And I'm still going through that process, so I haven't been able to come out of it yet. But it's very, very hard when a young person's had such a hard life and they're only 17, 18, and they're already at the point where they're just going to give up. That's the hardest thing.
Negativity.
This is Ashley Byrne for DW in Birmingham.